Today I have a SEO blogging tip, and that is to blog like search engines don't exist. I'm not going to tell you to ignore search engines totally, but it's important that you strike a balance in favor of people over search engines. It's really easy to get caught in a trap of writing and optimizing everything just to be listed the most prominently in search engines. I've written a lot about SEO topics, provided a lot of useful blogging tools, and shared some really good reasons to blog. One thing I'm not sure that I've really said enough about is the notion of writing as if the search engines never existed. I try to have this thought in my mind with every article I write, but even I am caught in a trap often. It's really easy to get a little too keyword choosy and worry yourself with keyword density and all the other SEO magic to the point where it's no longer useful or interesting to the people who are ultimately your audience. Without them, you're kind of like a dog chasing a railroad train. What would you do with those search engine results without the people? And I mean interested people who receive benefit from what you have to tell them. So if you ask yourself this question, how much differently would I do this if search engines did not exist? My SEO blogging tip summary. In summary, my tip today is don't get caught in a trap of doing things just for search engines. Remember your audience and that they are people, not machines. You can still sneak in some awesome SEO keyword value, but the people are what matter the most. Since you're one of those people and I care about you, I offer you Elvis Presley to help you remember what I've shared with you on this topic. And if you'll visit the blog, and I've included a video for you to enjoy Elvis. Don't get caught in that trap. Leave me your comments at awebguy.com. Thanks. Because I love